going down. So.
Okay, so you wanted to ask about the age of the couples. Okay. Okay. Well, I can refer you. So the question is the graph I showed earlier. I'll go back to it maybe, if I can get there. Take a minute. It's a ways back. The question is with this graph, what was the age of those couples? Because with advanced age, we know that after 40, there's quite a drop-off in terms of pregnancy rates and pregnancy probabilities. Where's my button here? So this is the graph. I'll maybe get it. And you may... Okay, so the question is, what's the age of the couples on this graph? Is that the basic question?
The basic question is, if I have a couple who are a patient who is around the age of 39, as you mentioned, and the time is not on their side.
So the question...
How should I start with them?
Right.
Do I need them start with the quickest cumulative pregnancy rate in the first month or two, or shall I start conservative? This is important in the context because a lot of our patients now are coming. They are, professionally active. They delayed their fertility, and now they are having a problem, and the time is not to their side.
Okay. So the question is, when someone is coming late, relatively late in their reproductive life, say age 39 or 40, and they are time is of the essence because they're running out of their biological clock, so to speak. Is that how does that relate to this? So first of all, let me relate to state what this graph is showing. We specifically talked about couples 35 and under, so this graph does not relate specifically to the older age situation. So that's number one, this particular graph. Number two, that is an argument that's often made that, after age 35 or 39 or whatever age, that you need to be aggressive with the most aggressive treatment because you have very little time. I don't know that we can completely answer that question, Phil. Dr. Boyle can probably make a comment to that either now or in his talk. I can say that I don't have the slide here for you, but we saw reasonably substantial pregnancy rates even above age 39 in the Irish study. I cannot say promise to somebody that is approaching, 40, 41, that you will get pregnant more. You will. I just can't say it's for sure. You would get more likely to get pregnant with NAPRO or as likely with IVF. There are women who are kind of at that range, and especially. But I think it's still likely that if they're using their own eggs, because what IVF does is they go get donor eggs, so that's another issue, right? If they're using their own eggs, I think it's likely that with a good NAPRO approach, they will get pregnant and be as likely to get pregnant. That's my opinion. I can't prove that.
I'll cover that in my talk as well.
And Dr. Boyle will cover that in his talk. He'll have some cases of a more advanced age. Of course, the way IVF gets around age is they use donor eggs. And, of course, that's a whole another if I don't agree with the ethics of using donor eggs. But if somebody did that, they're going to get higher pregnancy rates with donor eggs, obviously. Does that answer your question? And Dr. Boyle, I'll let him comment on it further. Yeah. Anne.
Just a comment coming on from your question there. I've heard a lot of the leading IVF doctors in the London conference state that in women who are 40 or over, there's a very strong argument for giving them, and this is not a doctor who knew about nephrotechnology, to support them for an extended number of cycles, because the IVF culture has been so unsuccessful at improving pregnancy rates over the age of 40. And rather than stimulate a woman for perhaps one or two IVF cycles where they might harvest 8 or 10 eggs, it would be better to give her 10 months of well-supported ovulation and the chance to conceive.
Okay. So the comment is, repeating for the web people, the webinar, is that from Dr. Ann Karras, is that she had a colleague or someone she knows as an IVF doctor in London who says that if they're over 40, the pregnancy rates are so low with IVF that they'd be better off being supported with ovulation support over 8 to 10 cycles rather than trying to do one or two cycles of IVF. And I've actually had one of my colleagues at the University of Utah that does IVF say the same thing, that pregnancy rates are probably just as good with support over time than rather than IVF over age 40. The wild card there, of course, is that the IVF doctors will say, but then you could do donor eggs, and they're much... So if you exclude donor eggs, then I think that's a very defensible statement. The problem is you have a lot of IVF doctors pushing donor eggs, and that's another issue. And, of course, the ethics of that. In the back.
Just to follow on from that, with natural technology, you can assess the woman's fertility even at the age of 40. If you have a client who comes in, she's 38 or 39 or 40, natural can assess her fertility. And you know the way people say that at 40, the fertility has gone down, but they say that as they talk about the average woman, that 40 is the time when, you know, infertility is decreasing.
Okay.
So the beauty of natural is that you can assess the individual woman at 39 or 40.
Okay. So the comment is, with a NAPRO assessment, you cannot, and this will be the last comment, and we'll move on. We'll have more questions a little bit later, too. But the comment is that with NAPRO, you don't have to just say you're over, you're 40 or over, your average fertility is down. You can do an individual assessment of that woman's own fertility, and I agree with that. You can look not only at her chart, but some targeted hormonal evaluation, and have a good individual idea of what her potential is. So that's a great comment. And obviously there's a big interest in the older women trying to get, older couple, older woman's age trying to get pregnant. And I'm sure Dr. Boyle will have some comments on that in his talk. So thank you very much.